Every September, one of Morocco's Berber tribes holds a celebration whose origins are linked to a story reminiscent of Romeo and Juliet. Lured by the legend and by North Africa's vibrant music, Jim Metzner traveled to Morocco to bring us this portrait of a marriage festival.
If you look at an aerial view of Morocco, it resembles a portrait in profile, with the Atlas Mountains like a collar separating the head, the coastal and fertile plains of the country, from the upper torso, the more arid and desert regions. The village of Imilchil is nestled between the middle and high Atlas, and the terrain resembles much of rural Mexico and the Sierra Nevada, a mixture of prairie and pasture, dry scrub and barren hillside. It takes a full day to reach here by car from the nearest large town. Best to travel by Land Rover or some other vehicle with high clearance, because the dirt road is liable to be strewn with boulders from a recent rock slide or crossing the path of a swollen stream. But all this hasn't stopped thousands of tourists from visiting the area just south of Imilchil. Here, every September, members of the Berber tribe known as the Ait Hedidu celebrate a marriage moussem. A moussem is part celebration and part pilgrimage, and in this isolated region, the marriage moussem is the big social event of the year, with a little old-fashioned commerce thrown in. When you first arrive here, what strikes you are the throngs of people, busloads arriving every minute, Berber men, women, and children ferried in on the backs of lorries. Many of the women are veiled and wearing traditional dress. The men often wear kejduls, those long cloths wrapped like turbans around the head and face. They're great for keeping out the ever-present dust from the eyes and mouth. The moussem takes place amidst an enormous encampment surrounded by the hills of this arid region. There are limited accommodations some 20 to 30 miles away, similar to a youth hostel. And if you're staying on the site, you'll be sleeping in a tent. And there are tents here of every description, along with gas generators cranking out electricity, stalls selling food and trade goods, and tourists, mostly Europeans, dutifully photographing everything in sight. One whole area of the encampment is given to clothing sellers. Picture piles of coats, pants, and shirts, some new, some secondhand, and in the middle of them, standing on chairs or tables, are hawkers building up a selling frenzy. Nearby, there's a hillside covered with domestic animals and their handlers, and a brisk trade is underway as herders replenish their supply of sheep, goats, and donkeys. In the old days, for the nomadic Berbers, spending most of the year tending flocks or farming left few opportunities for people of marriageable age to find each other. So in its early years, the marriage moussem became a kind of one-stop shopping opportunity for those seeking a mate. You could supposedly meet, become engaged, and celebrate your marriage all in a week's time. There's a legend among the Ait Hedidu Berbers which tells of a pair of young lovers who belong to different warring factions of the tribe. With their marriage strictly opposed, the lovers, in desperation, committed suicide. The tears that were shed for them filled two lakes, the Lake of the Bride and the Lake of the Groom, located not far from where the marriage moussem is now held. With this cautionary tale in mind, all prospective newlyweds are said to visit the tomb of a local holy man who became famous for blessing successful marriages. During the Musem, just outside the tomb, members of a Sufi brotherhood chant, dance, and play the Hrayta, the horn, throughout the day. Westerners sometimes label this as a kind of trance music, and considering that in the blistering heat, these men were able to dance and play for hours on end without let up, many with smiles of ecstasy upon their faces, it was indeed as if they were in another state of consciousness. While making this recording, I made a donation to the musicians, and one of the singers, an older man, took off his turban, placed a lit candle on his bald head, and danced for a while with the wax slowly dripping down on him. Somewhere amongst the throngs of people, perhaps inside one of the many tents here, the matters of courtship and marriage are undoubtedly being conducted. But the typical visitor won't see it. Efforts to promote the marriage musem to foreign tourists have driven much of its charm and authenticity underground. The closest the casual visitor gets to seeing the marriage ceremony is the moment when a dozen brides and grooms are trotted out on stage for the members of the press to have a look at. The men, mustached and handsome, are wearing white jalabas, hooded robes, and the women are wearing colorful blanket-like robes over white dresses. They're hooded and veiled, shy and mysterious, and when one catches a glimpse of a face, quite beautiful. Although there are some smiles, it's an awkward moment. How would you feel on a stage at your wedding with several thousand strangers showing up? Nowadays, most of the Berbers' courtship takes place during the year, with the formalities of marriage by tradition occurring during the Musim. Part of the official ceremony has troops of dancers and musicians playing in a cordoned-off arena to an audience of mostly journalists. And although the journalists appear to be largely indifferent to its magic, the music is hypnotic, with waves of passion and exuberance. The dancers perform shoulder to shoulder, weaving their lines back and forth. And although there are steps each line and each individual follows, there's improvisation too, with dancers sometimes raising their shoulders in time with the music, sometimes their knees. And you have the sense of an undercurrent of a tumultuous frenzy kept in check by the rigors of the form. The formal music presentation goes on for hours. Informally, there's music in the tents of the encampment all through the night. And it's in the music that you can feel the real spirit of Morocco appear, available to one and all, whether tourist or Berber, like a long drink of fresh mint tea. For a moment at least, we all become members of the wedding party. Morocco. I'm Jim Metzner for The Savvy Traveler.